Words beautifully sung by somebody in my previous church. But not only is that song beautifully sung, but also it contains beautiful truths in the form of a prayer to God. As it reflects on where we are, where our heart is with God, it talks about the fact that nothing I could do. I've tried to fix my heart myself. There's nothing that I can do. And then those beautiful words that the prayer that I heard you make all things new. So Lord, make my heart clean. And it reminded me of those words of David from Psalm 51. It's entitled A Prayer for Cleansing and Pardoning. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions. My sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence, blameless when you pass judgment. You desire truth in the inner being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean spirit, O God. Put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Instead, restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain in me a willing spirit. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Particularly want us to reflect for a moment on verse 6, but you desire honesty from the heart, so you can teach me to be wise in my inmost being. It's a powerful prayer that we can pray. And here is a reflection on those words. Not just in my heart, but in the secret space it holds. In the heart of my heart, in the place where I am myself, in the space that I protect the most and share the least. In the hidden chamber that I sometimes close off even to myself. In the realm where you watch and wait, where you see each thing that lies in shadow, where you know the names of all that makes its home in me. Here in my secret heart, here, teach me to move with your wisdom, to open the doors that would draw me deeper still, to live in the truth that you desire. Here, let me open the windows wide so that those who pass by will see you looking out. And so we pray. And so we ask God. And we recognise, Lord, that you desire honesty from the heart. Help each one of us to have the ability and the courage to reflect on where we are and what that honesty means for each one of us. And for each one of us, we pray too that you will teach us to be wise in our inmost being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I encourage you now to use the next video. It's a song which some of us may know, some of us may not, but it helps us to begin to think I'm a bit wider about what we'll be reflecting on as we think about God's kingdom and God building his kingdom within our lives and also within our church. Even though we are scattered at the moment, God is still building his kingdom. And so let's affirm that with our next song.